This is Running on Sunshine. Thanks for joining us today as we talk about anything from runs down here in the South to nutrition. Now let's pop the hops on sunshine and get this pod started. Hola, Kristen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. We're back potting.
I'm excited.
It took a little while.
Yeah.
We kind of got delayed with the holidays.
Yeah.
We're bad podcasters.
We are bad podcasters, but at least we're podcasters.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about wine and dine, even though it's been over a month.
I mean, but there's more wine and dines happening in the future, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Huh. Yeah.
So, Maybe. All right.
We're ahead of schedule.
Exactly. We're ahead of schedule. I like the way that your mind works. That's awesome.
First, let's talk about the beer.
Okay, I'm excited.
So, I have a confession to make. Actually, Megan has a confession to make. She already popped this and took a sip of it.
Yeah.
So.
It's one of my favorites.
Yeah. So, it's from Swamphead Brewery. It's brewed in Gainesville, Florida. So that's exciting. It's called Midnight Oil. It is a oatmeal coffee stout. I feel like when you say stout, you should be like, stout. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, according to Swamphead, Midnight Oil Oatmeal Stout is a quiet and sensual like a moonlit night. This complex blend of toasted oats, roasted barley, and chocolate wheat malt, and dark roasted coffee imparts an intense aroma and complex flavor profile.
That was a great reading.
Thank you.
You could read copy like that.
Thanks.
I like it.
We brew traditional English style oatmeal stout with rich malt profile and then add locally roasted coffee while this ale is cold conditioned.
So I am a black coffee drinker, and I think that might be why. Would you say gross? I like my coffee black. I don't know what to tell you. It's good that way.
I like my coffee from Starbucks with lots of latte.
With lots of sugar and cream. No, it's only it's only 4 calories like that, so I can eat other fattening things during the day and not worry about my coffee. But B, I've just grown to like the flavor of black coffee. But I like flavors like that. Like I like smoky flavors or burnt flavors and then black coffee. And you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So anyways, but this beer tastes like coffee to me. Like it's a coffee beer, obviously. But when you taste it, it tastes like a black coffee. It's nice and strong.
I mean, I love coffee. Like I'm those weirdos that order like coffee ice cream and stuff. But
yeah. But
I do not like my coffee black. I can do it with just almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't need extra sugar because usually, you know, let's be honest, usually I'm eating some sugary pastry or something.
Yeah, like you just did.
Like I just did.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good. It was peaches and cream pastry from my favorite bakery.
You got to feed the baby.
Yeah. Phoebe wanted it. So I don't like my coffee sweet.
Mm-hmm.
I like it with just like almond milk.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I'm not pregnant, when I'm doing no sugar, no grains, it's heavy whipping cream.
That is awful. I love you. That's so bad. Heavy whipping cream is so bad.
Yeah, but it's allowed on the no sugar, no grains.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Who knew?
Yeah.
Not me. That's for sure. Well, interesting. Okay. Well, I'm going to say I love this beer. I don't think that if you were able to taste it, I know normally you do a sip and spit because you just ate. You weren't going to.
I wasn't going to. No, I have my pumpkin spice latte with me.
So you probably would not enjoy this one.
No.
Although, let's be real, every pod you seem to practically not enjoy the beer.
Like, I wonder if it's because I'm pregnant.
That's so interesting. That'll be a good test. We're obviously going to keep drinking beer when you're done and potting.
Because you know they say when you're pregnant, your body tries to tell you what's bad for you.
Oh my gosh, that'll be so interesting. Because so far there's only been one beer that you've been like, yeah, I would have this.
It was some key lime beer, I think.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that'll be so fun. Okay, all right. Everybody has to remember this. Remember this for us, people.
Yeah, remind us when I'm not pregnant.
Please remind us. Okay, so tonight we are talking about wine and dine. And I went and did the challenge because I've done, for 2019, I have now officially done every Disney challenge.
Why aren't you a show-off?
I know, but also California was canceled, so it made my life much easier. I can say that because I didn't have to go to Cali. I just went to Paris.
I just
went to Paris.
Woe is me.
Woe is me. So now I've officially run every Disney challenge for 2019. You're going to help me take my medals, as a good friend you are, to the park at some point.
I am.
I don't know if that's going to really happen because I feel like you're getting bigger and bigger.
Yeah, so for those of you that may have forgotten, I'm currently 7 months pregnant. And I took my coat off, and I have not seen my dear friend Meg in, like, 2 weeks.
I know.
Face-to-face.
Because of all the Christmas parties.
Yeah. And she was like, whoa, you're really big. And then she sat there and watched me struggle, try to put my coffee on the table.
And I laughed.
Yeah.
As one does with her best friend. I mocked her.
Yeah. She's like, wow, you're really getting big. Like, I'm like, thanks.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So there's that.
Yeah.
But you're going to help me come take my medals at some point.
Yeah.
You promised, because I schleck your stuff all over the park.
I did promise, and I will come. Okay. I even renewed my membership already.
Oh, I'm so proud. So proud. Yeah. So this year, for Wine and Dine, what?
I said past membership, whatever.
I think it's, yeah, same thing. Yeah. For Wine and Dine, first of all, I went by myself, and I thought, oh, this is so sad I didn't have you with me, and I was all alone, and I wasn't sure how the weekend was going to go, but I had the best time, not because you weren't with me, but because I turned that frown upside down.
I think secretly it's because you're trying to
rub it in.
Yeah, and just create space between.
Yep, that's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be divisive. Anyways, yeah, you know. So I went to the packet pickup first day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was raining. Well, I shouldn't say it was the first day because I didn't do the 5K. I just did the 10K and the half marathon. Okay. So it was the second day of packet pickup. And it was raining. It was raining hard. And I am used to going into the field house, as we do.
Going
all the way to the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And picking up my packet. Well, it's pouring rain. I had my hoodie on, my Disney hoodie, my rainproof one, and I made a beeline for the field house, just bolted. And I get all the way there to go inside. There's people standing in front of the door. And I said, what's going on, guys? Are we not having packet pickup here? Where is it? And he said, no, it's in the new arena, back all the way down that I ran past. But in the pouring rain, I had my head down. Where the Disney merch is. But in the pouring rain, I had my head down. I couldn't see the signs. And so I was ticked. Because yeah. I had to run back in the rain. Like a schmomo.
And then you probably had to go back to the expo. But you can't go there. You can't go to the expo until after you get your packet. Because you got to get a shirt.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a ticket on your bib for your shirt. So I ran back to the arena. Now, having said that, had I walked in on a beautiful sunny day, it hadn't been raining, and I had seen the signs, I would have been real excited that it was the first building, because that feels natural. It does feel natural to go from that building forward. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. I totally agree, because there are, because if you didn't know, you'd be like, I feel like I'm walking all through this stupid complex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once I got in there, I was also worried because the merchandise, that's a huge building, but the merchandise area feels so big. It feels like it takes up a good portion of the building.
Yes.
But that building kind of has secret hidden areas. Mm. So I know that sounds very mysterious, but it's not really. I just mean the hallways. So packet pickup,
I like kind secret of, chambers better for hallways.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
You're such a dork. So you went in, and the packet pickup was actually down the hallway to the left, and then it kind of opened up into a little room, and you could get your stuff. So that was really, there was more space than I thought. It was deceiving. And then from there, you went over into the merchandise area. So it flowed. I thought it flowed really well. They had the tape drawn out in the hallways. If there was a line, they were ready to go, which was cute, you know. And then I went into the merchandise area, and I had heard rumblings. I was so excited that there were frozen mimosas, and on top of them were white chocolate Mickey Mouse ears, dusted blue, with a 13.1 chocolate disc on the top.
Super cute.
So for the mere low price of $14, I was able to get a frozen mimosa.
Don't you think they should make these like 13.1?
It would have been very clever had they done that. I know you said that the first time, I didn't catch on when we were talking about this. But yeah, that would be super clever.
Clearly someone in their marketing department's failing.
I know, but that would be a 90-cent loss.
Really? And Disney concerned about 90 cents?
I think every cent counts when you're Disney. Obviously, because, you know, we got a nickel and dime the APs on parking too, so.
Yeah. I'm just saying, come on, Disney, for once, like, go with the cute side of it. 13.1 for your...
Would be so cute.
Yeah.
So cute. So anyway, that was really fun. So I got my mimosa and I walked around and looked at the merch, but I was not feeling any of the Wine and Dine merch.
Oh, I wasn't there.
And they've started doing the, like, I feel like sometimes Disney's fantastic and they're wonderful, but sometimes they're like two steps behind everybody else. You know what I mean? So they've just now gotten the shirts that you can find on Etsy, the ones that are like, my favorite prince is my husband, like one of like runner, you know what I mean, is my husband. My favorite Disney runner is my husband. I can't remember what it said, but it was something to that effect. And I was like, oh man, Etsy's had those for like ever.
Yeah, years.
I know. But it's cool, Disney.
Cool. Speaking of Etsy, I was actually on Etsy the other day, and I found, when I was going to do Wine and Dine, when we thought it was a good idea for me to run 7 months pregnant, I my cart is still my chip shirt.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you could do a half marathon right now?
Nope.
Do you feel like you could do a run a 5K right now?
I could walk a... I feel like my pregnancy's been... I know there are people out there that have done this.
Yeah.
But my... Like, the last... Obviously, you know, I had some troubles in the first trimester.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really bad troubles. And I was sidelined, and then I had some other health issues. And then everything kind of got sidelined. And I was doing really well for a while, like staying fit and everything like that, and staying my miles up. But here in the last, like, 2-3 weeks, maybe it's the holidays, I don't know. But, like, and my back hurts. Like, just going to work all day, like...
Too much.
I've
been feeling that way too. I'm not pregnant, but maybe I'm now thinking that I am having it through osmosis. Like, I'm sympathetic, like, pregnancy tired.
You know, Mike's real lazy right now too.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah. Huh. And I'm going to blame my lack of training for Goofy this year on you.
I like it.
Okay, good. Okay. Good.
But yeah, so I definitely, because even when we did the turkey trot, remember I was like feeling good there and I had a little bit of, like, I think I'm going to pass out for a second. But
you had
a
scary moment.
Yeah. But what sucks for me is, like, I can't catch my breath because now my lungs are being pushed up. Mm-hmm. So, like, the bigger you get, you know, your lungs get pushed up. But, like, even just, like, walking sometimes in the hotel, like walking with a client or walking here or doing something like that, I get back to my desk and I'm like...
So attractive. Okay.
So I don't know how people do it.
Yeah.
A mad props to them.
Yeah.
So.
Well, let's get this thing out so you can get back to running.
No crap.
Yeah. So.
Not too soon, though. Like, stay in there till you're cooked.
But... Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Finish cooking.
Yeah.
But then.
Once you're out.
Let's do this thing.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm. So anyway, I went over to, I finished the merchandise. I didn't buy any merch. No Disney merch. This is like the first expo I think I've ever done where I didn't buy any Disney merch.
That's because you didn't have your instigator with you.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling it. But I was a drink in. So I drank it while I was walking around the merchandise part. By the time I got over to the expo area where the vendors are, I had just finished as I walked down the stairs. And I like to shop when I've had a drink. Mm-hmm. So things got real serious. Over there, I stopped at Dr. Cool. I bought a neck thing. I stopped. I bought another pair of Gooders. I bought, oh my God, I bought all the things. I got some nipple covers for my dad for his birthday.
Aww,
and some lube.
That's a nice gift.
Because he's doing the marathon this year. And he keeps calling me saying that he doesn't understand why his nipples are bleeding when he runs his long runs. And I'm like, just get some covers. And he keeps saying no. So finally, I was
poor
like,
dad.
I know. Dude, just do it. Put some Band-Aids on those things.
Yeah.
So anyways, so I did that. I don't know. I just bought all the stuff. I couldn't stop. Like, I had a list, and then in addition to the list, I bought stuff. Because I usually like to go into the expo, like, with a shopping list.
Here's the question of the day, though. Did you go by the Rawthreads tent?
I didn't. I didn't do it. You weren't with me. I didn't stop.
So I'm a sucker for Rawthreads. Anyone who knows me knows I love...
So soft.
Yeah, I love me some Rawthreads.
And they don't smell. Like, you can sweat in them a million times.
No, they don't smell. So that's always where I go. I literally, for me to not spend money at Rawthreads, there's like something wrong with me. Like, that's a good sign I've been abducted by aliens.
Plus, they put that sale section in.
Right. Yeah. Because who pays full price for that stuff?
I know. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Poppy agrees. Oh, yeah. My gosh. Good girl. Good shopping. Good job. So I did that, and then I left there, and I went back. I checked into my hotel. I was at Port Orleans, and I was by myself. So I decided to order room service, and I was looking at the room service menu, and I was going to get pasta, and then I thought, nope, I'm just going to get a pizza. It sounded so good. So I had room service come and bring a pizza, and it was huge. Like, it could have been for a family of four, and I could see the guy, like, poking around, looking in the room, and kind of assessing the fact that it was just me eating a pizza. I got a side salad. I got a Caesar salad, so it would look like I was healthy, which is the most ridiculous thing because I didn't actually want it. I just didn't want room service to think I wasn't healthy.
Mm.
But it's Caesar salad. Afterwards, I thought to myself, Caesar's not even, like, it's not even a healthy thing.
No. But I think you should just own up to it.
I should have just been like, what? I wanted that bread and cheese, sir. I wanted that bread and cheese.
You know what, sir? This is a non-judgmental zone.
So then I ate my pizza in bed and watched Disney on TV.
I like it.
I know, and had a great time. And then the next morning was the 10K. And it started off really well. I think the whole day, the weather was not bad for that. There was a guy, though, dressed as a giant chef hat, and he was the rat inside, like Ratatouille.
So like towel giant. So like, let's say you put your arms out.
Yeah, no. He could full body twirl inside of it.
Okay, so like...
Which is frustrating to me.
So like, let's talk about wingspan here. So like, was it like LeBron James wingspan?
I mean, I ran past him. So it was, I was ahead of him on the course, but you know how there's out and backs and some areas cross over? So he was, it's hard to explain. Yeah, like he could probably stretch his arms out. I don't know that he was LeBron James though.
Okay. You know Steph Curry.
Oh, geez. Sorry, guys. My dog has now got the squeaky toy in the background. She's not the best podcast partner.
That's okay. She's cute though.
So anyways, so yeah, but I couldn't understand because I don't understand how he made it on the course and not get pulled off.
Yeah.
How does that happen? There's all these rules supposedly in place for runners, and he was never removed from the course.
Yeah, I don't know how he got past everyone.
Like, he would have had to gone through security like that.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything.
Yeah.
So I'll be interested to see what happens if they start to regulate costumes or if this is going to start to be a free-for-all.
I hope it's not a free-for-all, because that could get real interesting real quick.
Well, it's... Some parts of the course just get so narrow.
Narrow. Mm-hmm.
And I understand why they do it as a safety reason. So I'm interested to see what ends up happening ultimately.
Yeah.
So that there was that. Oh, my gosh. I have to tell you something. I got so pumped because I ran up. I met this group of girls. Okay, let me start at the beginning. I did character stops. I ran up to the first character stop and I met this pair of girls, and they were my partners. They'd been running together a long time. They were super cute. And I ended up being around them like for the rest of the 10K accidentally. I would stop, they would stop, and we would just be stopping at the same character stops. It works out that way sometimes if you do character stops where you guys both mm-hmm. run the same pace and you end up there over and over again. So I started talking with them, and I don't know what happened, but I had this like super dorky moment when we were first talking, and they were like, oh yeah, we're run partners, da 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 da. And I went, I have a run partner too. And then just stopped like such a dork. And then I was like, then I thought to myself, what are you saying? You sound ridiculous. So then I went, but she's pregnant. And I was like, you're making it worse. Just stop talking. And then I said, and we had planned matching costumes. And I was like, oh my gosh, Megan, just be quiet. Just stop. So then I asked them a question about them to try and like throw it off. But I could tell they were both like, what just happened? But it's like you always use that comment, like you always use that quote from Dirty Dancing.
I carried a watermelon.
Yeah. And that was me. I have a friend too. And then I was like, I have a friend too. What am I doing?
Yeah.
So anyways, so it was cute. But so we did Chippendale was the first stop that I met them on. And oh my gosh, it took forever and we couldn't figure out. We were like, this is just Chippendale. I mean, they're exciting and they're cute and they always have themed outfits for the different days of the run, which is fantastic and fun. But this was taking an extraordinarily long time. So then we got closer and I looked around some other girl and people were handing something off. So then I was trying to figure out what it was. It was giant acorns.
Oh, how cute.
They had props at one of the photo stops.
Oh, how cute.
And while it was time consuming, it was worth every minute.
How cute.
I mean, I got to hold a giant acorn and take a picture with Chippendale. It was really, kind of glorious.
That's really cute.
I know. It was so fun. So that made me excited. Remy was on the course from Ratatouille.
Mm-hmm.
I also managed to get a picture with Oswald, which I've been waiting to do.
You have talked about that before.
I know. I love Oswald the Happy Bunny. And the line is always super long. So I finally just doubled down because I was by myself. So I thought, why not? I will stand in this line. But it actually moved pretty fast. So.
Yeah.
They did such a good job. I mean, that is something that Disney Paris, I will say, really needs to take note of from the States, is that their lines in Paris just take forever and they don't understand moving people along. They need to take a page from the States because they do a great job Like, you get in a line and max 5 minutes, maybe 10 if it's a super huge character.
And if it's a super huge character, they're really good at telling you, like, where the balloon ladies are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, they know. They're like, hey, just so you know, the balloon ladies are 2 minutes out. Like, if you, you know.
Which is very kind of them to do that.
Yeah.
It's always really helpful. It makes me feel. Because then we can assess, like we did with Darth Vader that 1 year.
We were like, and we'll pass things.
Yeah. So then I finished the 10K. It was great. The medal was really cute. I loved it. And then I went back to the hotel. I showered and I started getting text messages from friends who said that they had seen that I was at the park and they'd seen I was at Disney. And would I like to come to them, come with them to the Food and Wine Festival in Epcot, which worked out because I was going to Epcot because I needed to get my cutting board.
I would just say it's like a, it's not even a cutting board. It's like a cutting coaster.
So if you are an annual pass holder, you have to go. Three times or four?
Four times.
Four times. And you got a cutting board this year. And we were excited. We were so pumped.
I was super pumped, especially because you were already ahead of me. So we were trying to figure out how to get me two more things, whatever. Mm-hmm. And we went, you and I went the first time. And then I saw said cutting coaster. And I was like,
nope.
I was like, nope. Uh-uh.
But you know what I've heard? I've heard some people have put hooks on the bottom of them and turn them into like keychains or metal holders.
Because that's how small they are.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and talk
about.
Not
keychains, but key holders.
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I get. Let's go ahead and talk about that. So I'm giving you X number of dollars per month. And you're telling me all these people that pay you X number of dollars per month can't get a bigger thing than a cutting coaster?
Well, I mean, don't be ungrateful. You also get a magnet.
That doesn't even fit on my cutting coaster.
So anyway, so I planned on going to Epcot to get my cutting coaster, and can we just officially call it a cutting coaster?
Yeah, that's so funny. That's what it is.
Oh my gosh, that's hysterical. So, but I went to, so I was at Port Orleans, and usually the bus stops are pretty frequent, especially Epcot so close to Port Orleans, which is part of why we have really enjoyed staying there for the runs, because it's a quick little drive over, but the buses took forever. 5 Magic Kingdom buses. Did I tell you this part of this? Have I told you this?
No.
Oh my gosh, you're going to love this. So 5 Magic Kingdom buses had come and gone. 2 Downtown Disney Springs, water park buses. Every single park had come and gone, and we hadn't had a single Epcot bus.
Was the sign not accurate up there? Like the sign that
the
says?
The sign kept getting delayed. So it would say 20 minutes out, 30 minutes out. And I mean, I waited. I waited a long time.
Because
and
there's no point in driving over there. Mm-hmm. Like, I seriously would rather sit there and wait.
Yeah. So, anyways, there was this group of 3 women on the bus bench next to me who were also waiting. And I at one point had said, oh, I'm waiting on Epcot bus 2, da 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 da. Just being friendly, you know, as one does. And so finally they said, you know, we're not waiting anymore. Our friends are going to get to Epcot sooner than we are. We're going to drive over. Do you want to ride? And I kind of went, okay. And so I got up and I got in the car with these 3 strangers.
What if they were part of like the
sex light chain?
Yeah.
I didn't really foresee these 3 women sitting on a bench at Disney being that way, and I got a good vibe off of them, and I'm glad I went over with them. It was so fun.
I'm sure people got a good vibe off of like Jeffrey Dahmer too, but
oh, okay, good point. Solid point. I texted my friends. I was like, I'm in a car with 3 strangers in the event that no, I'm just kidding, I don't make it to the park.
So I probably would have done I definitely probably would have texted someone because, you know, my dad was retired from law enforcement. So my brain works differently because I've been like brainwashed that everything is evil in the world. So I definitely would have like texted my husband and been like, hey, is this the car I'm in? Like when I travel for work, if I Uber somewhere, I literally will like send a screenshot, like the tag number to my husband.
That's so funny. That's good, though. That's really smart. Well, I found out they were Canadian, and then once I found out they were Canadian, I was like, I'm fine.
Yeah, they were good neighbors.
Yeah, so yeah. It was this the 2 women who were a couple, and then the 1 woman's mother, and they were so fun to hang out with. So we ended up waiting an hour to get in. I don't know if it's because it was the weekend before the last weekend of the Food and Wine Festival, if it was because of the run.
The line to get in?
To get in the park, and it is legit 10 minutes from door to door of Epcot to Port Orleans.
An hour
of sitting in the car with these women. And I was so lucky. They were so nice. One was a school teacher. I can't remember what the other one did, but they just had like, they were the nicest, funnest, most awesome women. And I was glad if I was going to get stuck with anybody, it was them. So I made friends. It was so cute. I hugged them all when I got out of, to go in the park, and I was like, have a great time. Da da da. So cute. So, They were also runners. They weren't there for Wine and Dine, but they were, had done their princess runners, and they come down to do that from New York, Canada, and that area. So, so cute. So then I went in the park, and I got my cutting board, and then I met my friends. And at this point, I make a, I'm going to say, tactical error, but I don't think it was. I still, I'm going to stand by my decision to start drinking the day before the half marathon. And I just, I had a great time. I ate all the things, I drank all the things, and I had so much fun.
I mean, yeah, I mean, YOLO.
Yeah, so I'm glad my friends were there, because I had planned on going and eating and drinking anyways. I wanted to get that ravioli in one more time.
So good.
Don't worry, I ordered 3 plates of it.
So good.
So, hashtag eating it all.
I like it.
I know. And I made sure to get the frozen mojito again. I don't know. I just, because I'd been so many times, I knew exactly what I wanted. I was like, I want that quesito. I want the frozen mojito. I want the raviolis. Like, I just know exactly where I wanted to go. So that was really fun. And then I left there and I went back to the hotel room, and our friends, TJ and Julia, were running the half marathon the next day.
Their first run.
Their first half marathon together as a couple.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Yeah. And
we wish they'd been on today, but she was nervous.
She's nervous. She's afraid that we're going to eat her alive.
I know. We are intimidating. What can I say?
Yeah.
So I went to dinner with them.
Yeah. I mean, they have a much different approach to Disney half than we do, or Disney runs than we do. You and I are definitely there for, like, fun and pictures and riding the rides.
Yeah.
Like, we have no shame in staying out there for, like, 3.5-4 hours because we're there for the fun, like, to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little more competitive than we are.
I was like that when I started out, before I realized how much ridiculousness you could have happen on a course at Disney. I remember...
Yeah, I was never really like that.
Yeah. But I remember thinking my first run, like, I'm going out there, I'm not stopping, I'm going to do this thing.
Yeah, so their plan was to run the entire thing, which is great for them. Mm-hmm. They did not plan to take any pictures.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think that's great that they have that goal. My understanding is they accomplished that goal. I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I always say, you do you, boo. But that is definitely not how I would approach it. But I think it's great. For their first run, I think it's great. They're doing the Asheville half now, which is awesome. So I think it's great that they're getting into that. And it's great because they do it as a married couple. So that's nice. So
really
they have,
like, a relationship builder. Yeah, for sure. So he asked me during dinner, he said, what's your time goal? And I said, under 4 hours. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's my goal, is like, under 4 hours.
We're bad people to ask that question, too.
And he just stopped and looked at me, and I was like, well, I don't plan on running the way that you're running, so...
Yeah.
So anyway, so for the half marathon, it was raining that morning.
Ugh.
I know, and I thought, oh, shades of Paris, as my grandmother always says. Shades of Paris. Because during the Paris run, it rained for the half marathon all day. But it cleared up and was much better, although I was out a long time, so... for some people, they probably only ran in the drizzly rain. I was worried that it would turn out to be a splash and dash situation where they sent us all home, but they let us stay. So that was great.
Yeah, because there's been some interesting wine and dines in the past.
There's been a tornado warning where they put us all in the field house in the... Do you remember that year when they put us all out there in the field house at...
Like all sports. Hours of the night.
Yeah. And then we had the half marathon where we got text the night before saying it was canceled, so we all went down to drink wine.
Yeah.
In the food court. And, yeah, that's...
So there's that.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, they let us go, and I was very excited, because it was just drizzling.
I think as long as there's no lightning or no, like, downpouring rain, they should be okay.
I had a slippery moment, but it was fine. I didn't see any falls, really, this time. It was good.
Good.
So, the course was a little different. I liked that.
Did you see your run husband this time?
The guy?
Mm-hmm.
The hot guy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw him. Hashtag disappointment.
Why?
Because I heard him talking not on the microphone. Yeah, not good.
Is he like a helium talker?
Yeah,
kind of. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. He must be making his voice more manly in the microphone.
Oh, no, he's a helium talker.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
I was like, that is a behind the facade, sir. Behind the facade.
Mm.
Anyways, maybe it was just he was maybe making a funny voice for somebody or something. I don't know.
He had allergies.
Maybe. So the guy in the giant chef's hat was back again for the half marathon.
Oh, he had another one.
Uh-huh.
Day two.
Day two, same costume. He was Ratatouille, or Remy, inside the hat from Ratatouille.
Way to be creative, buddy.
Mm. But it was a great costume, so I get it. And, oh, listen to this. I heard that there was a stroller on the course.
Oh, so you're telling me BB can come.
I'm telling you, I feel like there was, it was lawless. But I stopped at one of the photo stops and one of the girls said, did you see the stroller? And I said, no, I missed it. And she said, yeah, somebody ran by with a stroller. I was like, what the actual
heck? I wonder if they ran by, like, you know, because there's parts where, like, spectators can run with you.
We were on the back roads.
Oh, in that case, I don't know. Because there are some parts where, like, let's say someone could run with you for a little bit, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know your sister's joined you for a little bit on the runs before.
Mm-hmm. And through Epcot when we're in the actual park.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. So I was just kind of, it was still dark out. And I did, so there, you know what I mean? Like, we weren't in the parks where they were open.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just, I didn't see it personally, but there were rumors of stroller. So where are the run police? I don't know. Is this going to be a thing? Is it now lawless at Disney? I mean, on the one hand, yay for everybody who wants to do that. You know what I mean? On the other hand, for those of us who know how narrow the course gets.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's, I'm going to throw this out there. It's a little inconsiderate, I think.
Yeah, yeah. If it's a larger run and it's a wide road that you have, whatever, you know?
But yeah, like, so, like, there are some local runs that you and I have done, like,
The gate allows strollers. Yeah. But it's the whole road.
It's road, mm-hmm. Yeah. And, like, the 5 points, I think you can bring a stroller. But, again, it's a whole
road.
You're on a road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but with Disney, while you are on the road sometimes and other points, it really narrows, especially, for instance, like Animal Kingdom area, when you get around the Tree of Life, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That gets really narrow. And also, the terrain is a little bit bumpy. I don't know. Just
speaking of Tree of Life, this has nothing to do with Tree of Life at all, but did you tell me there's some cool stuff at Pandora now?
We ran through Pandora.
You said there was, like photo ops, like...
Oh, there was, like, a photo op in front of the waterfall at Pandora. I mean, you weren't with a character or anything, but it was, like, the Pandora background, so I stopped and did that.
Nice.
So I decided for this half marathon, I was just going to do all the ridiculousness that I wanted.
And I like it.
I just went out to have a great time and do all the things. That was my goal. So I did, like, almost every character stop before, and I, again, oh, Chip and Dale were out again dressed as dinosaurs this time.
No.
I know, so cute. I got a picture with Marie and Paris at Epcot. I love Marie. She's so cute.
Didn't you tell me there was one character there that was worth...
The whole run?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was Edna from Incredibles.
Yeah.
I have never seen her on course.
Me either.
I've never seen her in the park. I mean, they have the Incredible section now, I guess, at Hollywood Studios, but...
I love her.
Oh, my gosh. I love her, too.
Like, how is her costume? Like, can you give me, like, descriptions? Like, is she, like, a short little... Like, do they do her hair? Does she have a glass? Like...
Yeah, she has the glasses.
Is she, like, costume face, or is she, like...
She's costume face.
Okay.
She's not person face.
Okay.
So she's, like, a costume. But it's so cute. And, yeah, I think she was a little bit shorter. I'm 5'9", so I'm a little bit tall anyways for, like, a chick.
Yeah, I'm 5'4". I wonder how she compares.
You're 5'4"?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You come across much taller.
That's because I have extremely long legs.
Oh.
Okay. We never had this conversation?
No.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, anyway, so that just, like, my face, when I saw her, I doubled over in the middle of the run, put my hands on my knees, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe. Like, I get starstruck. Like, if George Clooney walked in, I would just be like, yo, what's up? But Edna from The Incredibles? Oh, my gosh.
You're talking to the same girl that couldn't even form a sentence in Little Mermaid. So,
Yeah. I know you get me, boo.
Yeah.
So, anyway, so I just was like, oh, my gosh. And then in my picture with her, I'm like, ah, like pointing at her like, this is happening, people, this is, and I'm looking around with everybody else like, this is, and but as I'm in line to get the picture with her, which went really fast because it was towards the end of the run, I don't think very many people wanted to stop, I'm watching people's reactions as they're coming around the corner and seeing her, and that was just worth hanging out there for a minute. Because it was so cute, because everybody kind of had the same reaction, like, I can't believe it's Edna, oh my gosh. So, I stopped in the boardwalk area also, and I went into the pastry shop, and I got breakfast.
What did you get for breakfast?
Well, it's not a real pastry. I got a giant cookie the size of my head.
There's eggs and milk in there.
Yeah, it's true. Good point. With M&Ms. And so, protein. Then I hung out on the sidelines with the spectators and cheered for the runners while I ate part of my cookie.
So, did people, like, run past you, and they were like, meh?
I don't know if they did or not.
Is there some head tilts going on?
What is she doing? Why is she just sitting there eating a giant cookie? So that was super fun. And then I was still picking at my cookie and I decided, I said goodbye to the people I was hanging out with. And I was like, I'm going to keep going. And I didn't make it very far because I got to the end of the strip and Daisy Duck was there in her, what do you call it? Her jacket, you know, like her Team Spirit jacket.
Yes.
So I had to stop for that. There was hardly any wait for Daisy Duck.
I'm totally getting a Daisy Duck tattoo. Like, the more I think about it, the more I want a Daisy Duck.
Do it. I support this decision.
Yeah.
So I got a picture with Daisy. Then I got into Epcot, and I rode Frozen, which was great. I went running into the run, though. Oh, my gosh. Like, such a dork.
Didn't you tell me your new bestie was on the Frozen ride, too?
Yes. So I met this girl after I got off Frozen. And I went to the, you know how they do the pictures in front of Spaceship Earth and we always jump? So I got in line to do that. And the girl, this woman, she's not a girl, this woman in front of me and I were talking, or maybe she was behind me. She was behind me because she said, oh my gosh, I have that same tattoo on my neck. And I was like, what the heck? So she turned around and we had matching tattoos.
Oh, cute.
So weird. And then we were chatting some more and she said, oh, I just did Paris. And I said, I just did Paris. And she said, oh, I'm a dopey. I did these years. I was like, oh my gosh, sister, we may be twins.
Were you like, do you like salt on your fries? Did you ask her that question?
No. But she was a ginger, and you know, I love gingers.
Yeah.
Bobby. So, because you're a ginge.
Yeah, I am a ginge.
So, I was just like, well, my best friend's pregnant. Do you have a best friend, ma'am? No, I'm just kidding.
Is she pregnant? I'm currently taking the application.
So, yeah. So then after I got off, I finished the Frozen ride and I got my pictures later. I realized this was before I had met her at Spaceship Earth. She was on the same ride as me. She's in the back of the boat.
Maybe she's like my unofficial official doppelganger.
Maybe. She was really fun. You would have loved her. She was really fun. Yeah. So that was awesome. But I went running into the Frozen ride. And you know how it's bright outside. And then you run in and it's completely pitch black dark. Well, I went in and I was disoriented. And I went to turn left. And there was a rope across the row. And it cut me and I went flying forward. I didn't fall or anything.
All I picture in my head is like a bad, You spinning around?
Yeah, like a bad cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, that was embarrassing. And the most embarrassing part was that you could hear an audible from everybody in line when I did it, too. Which is so humiliating. Anyways, so then I went and got the girl and had her usher me into the right area. And they just walk you right in when you want to do a ride during the run.
Yes. Just in case anyone's curious about that.
Mm-hmm. You go in and get a cast member, and they'll help you get on the ride. And you get to skip even the fast pass riders.
Yeah, they move you right to the front.
Mm-hmm. I think if it probably gets like too many people doing it, too many people talking about it, they won't allow it anymore. But for now, because there's so few of us, they allow it.
Yeah. And I know some people also do fast passes. Like, they'll run through the park and get a fast pass during their time frame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's clever also, if you can figure out exactly when you're going to be there, which I'm starting to get it down. But then at that point, so then I went to did Spaceship Earth after that, and then I realized, oh, man, I've been out here for a while, and I'm going to miss my checkout at the hotel. So I better get off the course. So I went ahead and finished, and I just sped up and clipped along at a really fast last mile because I'd been messing around for so long. I had plenty of energy. Yeah. And I just hauled butt to the very end.
Maybe that's the way to do these runs from now on.
Just mess around?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we've been kind of doing.
Right, you're right.
Yeah. So I ended up finishing in a record.
So you're saying our current plan should be our forever plan?
I love this plan. Man, it's like we planned to plan that way. We're geniuses. But I finished in a record of 3 hours and 31 minutes.
Look at you, PR.
Which is probably, I know, one of our better mess around run times. I mean, if the margarita stand had been open at 9 in the morning, I would have gotten a margarita, too.
I like it.
So anyways, so that was it. And it was so fun. Yeah.
That's it.
That's my whole recap.
I like it.
Yeah.
Sorry I wasn't there.
I know. I missed you. Next year. Well, now they allow strollers, apparently. So, whatever.
Put BB in a little chip out this.
Yeah. So fun. So thanks.
Or she could be like Baby Bambi.
That would be very cute.
Yeah. Or she could be like a little flower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're getting closer to marathon weekends. And that's going to be interesting. We'll have to do some
planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times.
All right.
Later. toots.
Later.
Bye. Thanks so much for joining us again today, guys. Make sure you leave us a review on iTunes. Also, don't forget to hit us up on Insta and Facebook at Running on Sunshine.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.